When you walk into a church, what's the very first thing you look for? Especially a church that you've never been in before. As you walk in, what's the very first thing that you look for? Your eyes, they look for the light, specifically the light of the sanctuary candles, because they tell you something. There's one thing that they're speaking continually. They tell us that God is here. God is truly here in the Eucharist. And so you come into a church and you look, and usually in the center you find, here we have the two of them framing the tabernacle, and the sanctuary candle, that little light, says that God is here. He's truly here. It's that image of faith. That's what the candle is. When the Son of Man comes, what will he be looking for within you? When he comes, what is he looking for? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? That little candle, that little light, is an image of faith. It says both, God is truly here. And it gives this image of faith within each one of us as well. That the Lord looks for that light of faith. That light of faith which believes and proclaims God is here. It says it to oneself and it proclaims it to the world. God is here. This is the light of faith. At your baptism, the light was lit off of the Easter candle and it was said to your parents and godparents, this is the light of Christ. Receive it. Protect it. Keep it from being snuffed out of this child. Jesus, he asks, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And this is a haunting question. Because to put it into context, just before this parable that he gives today, he's giving his disciples these warnings. And he's saying things are going to get very dark and they're going to get very difficult. There'll be people coming and they'll claim to be the Messiah. They'll lead people astray. It'll be, he says, like the time of Noah, in which people will in massive numbers be indifferent unto their destruction. There'll be great suffering. And so he's saying these are dangerous times. That there is this danger, which the great danger of it is that it will snuff out the faith within people. Will the Lord find that faith when he comes? And so he gives this warning to his disciples, and then looking out at them, seeing this warning that he's giving and seeing the worry and even potential weariness in their eyes and in their hearts, he gives them this parable so that they might pray without growing weary. That they might pray without ceasing. At the end of a long day, and I mean a long day, when you look in the mirror as you're getting ready for bed at night, do you see someone who is tired or someone who is weary? You may think that's a stupid question. It's the same thing. No, it's not. It's not. Tired is a physical thing. Your body can be physically exhausted. But you can be tired without being weary. Just as you can be weary without being tired. Being tired is a physical thing. Weariness is a spiritual condition. That weariness is something within the soul. which it can grow like a cancer and eat away at faith. And so when that weariness is there, what do you do with it? What do you do with that? Because there's something that God desires us to do with that weariness, and there's something that the evil one desires to do with it as well, that it might eat away at our faith. C.S. Lewis wrote a book called The Screwtape Letters, which is a number of letters from this demon. He's a senior demon, Screwtape, and he's writing to his young nephew, who's a brand new demon. He has his first assignment. His nephew's name is Wormwood. And there are these number of letters between them. And he's giving advice. And it's just as every human has a guardian angel, every human also has a demon whose responsibility is to guide them to hell. And so Screwtape is giving advice. And he's giving advice in this 12th letter in how to use that weariness and how it's such a strong weapon, because it resides in the human heart and it's the most powerful thing. And he says essentially to his young nephew, he's like, you young bucks are all the same. He's this brand new demon, first assignment. He says, you young bucks are all the same. You think in your youthful zeal, it's all about doing this big spectacular thing. Like you have your patient here, and you need to push him into this massive act of wickedness. You need to push him right off the cliff into this huge sin. He says, actually, that's not the best strategy. That has its place. But he says, the most sure strategy is not to do that because it's dangerous. You could give them a wake-up call. You push them into this huge sin. They do this awful thing, and all of a sudden, they're just sort of woken up a bit. He says, that can backfire on you. Instead, the best path to hell is the gradual one, in which what he gives his nephew is this advice, which what you want to do is to help dim that light more and more and more, where they don't even realize what's happening. Where instead, they'll just go through the motions of things. But will the Lord find faith in them? They'll keep going, and is the Lord doing anything? Does it even matter? Not really. Until that faith is essentially gone. And so he says the most sure path is just to guide him gently and let that weariness of soul slowly dim that light of faith. And then he says at the end, it'll be too late for the person to even realize what's happened. No huge warning signs, no signposts, and then you won't need to shove them. It's just the small nudge at the end. It's a weariness of soul. And this weariness makes the person immune to God, who is continually reaching out in grace, continually trying to wake up the soul. If you gently guide them, almost in this sort of dazed state, they will become immune to it. They'll just sort of dismiss it and keep on heading down that path. It's a weariness of soul. The Lord God, though, he knows our souls just as the evil one does. And this is why he speaks to his disciples, he speaks to us, and he gives us this image in this parable of the widow of what faith looks like. What does real faith look like? It's not these huge fireworks either. Like faith has to be this thing which just gets me instantly fired up and all of a sudden I'm ready to go. No, faith is day-to-day perseverance. It's day-to-day faithfulness. It's continuing to be faithful to God in the small things and each day. That this is what that faith looks like when it's growing. That people can have it in their minds sometimes that what they're looking for in faith is some huge thing. They want something to get them emotionally all fired up. And that has its place. Someone might go on a retreat and something in them gets sparked, but that's what it is. It's a spark to get the flame going, which may have died down to a small little flicker, and we need something like that to get the flame sparked up within us. But that's not what faith is. That just sparks it. Or there's some tragedy that happens in a person's life or in the world, and it kind of gives a person a wake-up call. Like, I need to get my junk together here. I need to start getting back to Mass. I need to start praying again. It's this wake-up call. But that can spark a person's faith, but that's not faith itself. Faith, instead, is the day-to-day persistence in prayer, and it's the day-to-day coming to Him. Lord, teach us to pray. When you pray, say, give us this day our daily bread. And I'm going to be back tomorrow, Lord. Give me today my daily bread. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, coming each week to receive the bread of heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And the next week, and the next week, and the next week. Because that's what faithfulness is. It's not this, I'm way up here and then I'm way down here. Instead, it's this steady burning, and it's a steady perseverance in faith. And this also gives an immunity to the soul of when the dark things happen in life. When tragedy comes, it doesn't throw me off the rails. It doesn't derail my faith, but instead I'm able to keep persevering in what I do day to day in coming to the Lord to receive from Him. And He provides for us. I tell you this emphatically because over the last 12 years as a priest, almost the entirety of what I do in pastoral ministry is encouraging people, whether in troubled marriages or people who are going through a massive rocky time in their spiritual life. It's encouraging people, be faithful. Do not lose heart. Persevere in prayer. Continue to come to God. Do not give up. It's not some, here, let me say this simple prayer and then it's all going to be better and I'll light this fire. No, instead it's, be faithful. Do not give up. Keep your eyes on Him so that faith and that fire might remain alive within you. And the weariness, it'll come. It'll come from time to time, but what do you do with that? The evil one has a plan of what he wants to do with that weariness. What do you do with that? What does the Lord desire you to do with that? We sang, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and thou hast made me glad.